This is VOA News. I'm Gene Randall. President Trump says the U.S. is opting out of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty because he says Russia has repeatedly violated the accord. Further, he says China was never part of the agreement.
We're not going to let them violate a nuclear agreement and go out and do weapons, and we're not allowed to. We're the ones that have stayed in the agreement, and we've honored the agreement, but Russia has not, unfortunately, honored the agreement. So we're going to terminate the agreement. We're going to pull out.
Moscow said a U.S. withdrawal from the deal is a dangerous step. It denies it has violated the terms of the treaty. The agreement was signed by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev in 1987, when it was warmly welcomed by Washington's Western European allies and was felt to be a solid U.S. accomplishment. Voting continues in Afghanistan's parliamentary elections, though there has been more violence. 15 people were killed, another 60 wounded, when a suicide bomber tried to enter a polling station in northern Kabul, and a roadside bomb took 11 lives in eastern Nangarhar province. Once the voting is done, what next for Afghanistan? From Kabul, Nazif Sharani, a scholar at Indiana University.
I think the expectation is the outcome will be quite contested, and there will be charges and countercharges of all sorts. How they're going to sort that out, that is, who will be declared winners. The important role of this particular elected parliament will be, if it's going to happen, would be constitutional amendment.
Sri Lanka says it will recall its commander leading a UN peacekeeping force in Mali after the world body asked him to be repatriated over his human rights record during Sri Lanka's decades-long civil war. The Sri Lankan military denies that the officer committed any human rights abuses, but that he will be recalled. 55 people have been killed in northern Nigeria over the past week in clashes between young Christians and Muslims. Nigeria is mostly split along religious lines, with a Muslim north and a Christian south. This is VOA News. There has been a shakeup in Australian politics after a critical weekend by-election. The result cost the Conservative Liberal National Party coalition its one-seat majority in the House of Representatives, forcing Prime Minister Scott Morrison to deal with independent lawmakers, first to guarantee confidence in his government, then to enact policy. Morrison told constituents he was not surprised by the election outcome.
I took our party back to Albury, and I reminded our party about why we were going to win the next election. And it's because of what we believe.
The next general election in Australia is due in 7 months. Large numbers of Central American migrants who had been stopped by Mexican police on a bridge at the Guatemala border have crossed into Mexico by swimming across the river below and are once again said to be on the march. The migrants, mainly from Honduras, are headed to the U.S.-Mexican border, though President Trump is threatening to shut it down on the U.S. side. Meanwhile, the AP's Julie Walker reports on those migrants trying to enter Mexico legally.
Whenever a small gate opens to receive the Honduran migrants at this processing center on the Mexico-Guatemala border, there's a desperate crush of bodies that push forward in the heat. Some have even fainted. Mexico is giving out a small number of visitor visas, which in theory could allow some migrants to get to the U.S. border, something President Trump says he's ready to guard against.
I will seal off the border before they come into this country, and I'll bring out our military, not our reserves. I'll bring out our military.
Some migrants say they're fleeing gang violence. Others say they're in search of work. I'm Julie Walker.
The United Nations Refugee Agency says while any nation has a sovereign right to control its borders, there is also a need to grant international protection to those who are fleeing from persecution in their home countries, a principal claim of those who march in migrant caravans from Central America. A question in Britain today: what, if anything, will it mean that hundreds of thousands of protesters marched through central London on Saturday, demanding a new election on Britain's departure from the European Union? Organizers complain that since the 2016 pro-Brexit referendum, there has been new light shed on the costs and complexities of withdrawal. They want another public vote. Lottery players in the United States are holding on to their dreams of an astounding payoff in next Tuesday's Mega Millions drawing. It's expected by that time the grand prize will be worth an estimated $1.6 billion. That's billions with a B. The winning ticket must match all six two-digit numbers. Good luck. Gene Randall, VOA News.